Have you ever prayed and fasted for something only to feel like everything is working against you? What if that block is actually God saving you from disaster? Hi guys, welcome to Lessons from the Scripture with Fortune. And today we are studying an interesting scripture in the book of Numbers. So stay with me. Sometimes we struggle with the idea that God can prevent us from getting what seems like a great opportunity, like a well-paying job, a promising relationship, or even a dream that we worked so hard for. It feels confusing because in our minds, these are good things, right? But God says, these are good things, right? So why is God not letting us have it? But God sees beyond what we can. He knows when something that looks good, like a blessing, is actually a trap. So before we get into my story, let's get into reading the Bible in the book of Numbers 22. So I'm going to give you like a quick round off of what it's talking about. So stay with me, because my point is not in the beginning of the verse, but I just want to give you a quick recap to refresh your memory in case you've read it. But if you've not, stick with me. Now in the book of Numbers 22, the story of Balak and Balaam. Balak, the king of Moab, was intimidated by the Israelites and wanted to stop them. So he sent for Balaam the prophet, asking him to curse them. Balaam, on the other hand, initially refused because God had already made it clear to him that the Israelites were blessed, so they can't be cursed. But when Balak sent more prestigious messengers with even greater reward, Balaam the prophet hesitated. So in the first time, the prophet sent first messengers, Balak seek God's consent, and God said no. Second time, the king Balak sent more prestigious members with even higher reward, and Balak was like, I've told your king Balak that no matter what he gives me, silver or gold, I'm not going to say beyond what God has told me. He wasn't like in verse 18, I think, he was like, but stay here, I am going to go back to God and see if you tell me anything more, like saying, I'm not going to receive anything from you, but just wait, let me go ask God to see if he will change his mind or something. And that's reaction from him, or that action from him, is quite questionable. It's quite questionable. Was this seeking God's will, or was he hoping for a different response, one that will allow him to take the reward? That's a question I'll leave to you and your mind to battle with. So let's continue the story. And so Balaam eventually set out to meet Balak. But something strange happened on their way there, and there's the strength of the story, where I'm heading at. So listen, Numbers 22:22 says, but God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. Let that sink. His own donkey saw the angel blocking the path and refused to move. But Balaam, blinded by maybe his desires, maybe just blinded by something, blinded by the path, he kept pushing forward, even beating the donkey in frustration. And that brings me to like ourselves. We humans, how many times have we done the same thing? We push and push, convincing ourselves that We just need to pray harder for God to understand. We need to pray for longer hours. We need to speak in tongues more, or fight through the resistance when in reality God is the one standing in our way, not to harm us but to protect us. Paul might say, but God gives us free will, why not let us be? Well, a loving father doesn't sit back and watch his children walk into destruction. He intervenes. And I think one of the reasons God stopped Balaam, amongst other reasons, was because his heart's intent wasn't pure. Numbers 22:18-19 shows that instead of standing firm on what God had already told Balaam, Balaam entertained the idea of going. No matter how much Balak offered, Balaam should have immediately shut it down because he already had an answer from God, but he hesitated the second time. It's like a thief saying, or someone saying to a thief, I won't steal, but let me just at least hold a torchlight for you to do your job. It's the same thing, isn't it? So the bit of the story is that most times our resistance is not village people, or it's not the enemy. Sometimes it's God trying to protect us from a route to disaster or a path to disaster. Sometimes that job, that door that is closed, or that job offer that seems good and you feel like you're the good fit, like everything just sits right, or everything feels like you're getting it, but somehow there's a block. Maybe it's God protecting you from something because he sees beyond the natural, beyond the surface of what we see. God sees beyond. So I'm going to tell you my story, something that happened to me quite recently. So I had, on Thursday night, one of the weekends, I don't even know when, on Thursday night, I had a night shift for 10 p.m. and I booked my train because where I stay, it is a bit far and I didn't want to take the bus. I wanted to take the train so that it's going to be faster. And I booked my train and I was just chilling on my bed, resting. And when it was time for me to leave the house, like immediately I stood up from my bed to start dressing up. I felt this slight pain. At first, it started off as a slight pain. I felt this slight pain in my stomach and I was like, what is this now? With what? Well, I pushed through it and I dressed. Like, the more I moved my body, the more the pain got intense. But I ignored it through and I wore my dress and got ready to go to work. And the distance from my house to the train station was a bit far, like 11 minutes walk, 12 minutes walk. And I didn't want to book an Uber because I was trying to, you know, save money. And I decided to walk because I had to leave the house earlier to actually catch the train. So I started preparing earlier too. So I dressed, and the more I kept walking, left the house, the more I kept working, the more the pain increased. Like, I've never felt like that in my whole life. I have never felt that. I used to brag that I never fall sick, or I never, and that's the truth. It's never when I brag, I've never fallen sick. That was my first experience in like longest time. But I kept pushing, but the pain got intense. And if you know that I have a very high tolerance for pain, but at some point I couldn't take it. When I got to a particular place, I saw restaurants. I was like, okay, let me just go in to use the restroom. Maybe after using the restroom, it's going to die down. And I went to use the restroom, and that's where it got worse, because I kind of tried to push my tummy, and after I did that, after a while, the pain got intense. I remember telling my friend one time that this. People need to pay me back my health insurance fee because I've never used it. I had to call the paramedics, I called the emergency first, and I explained to them. They were like, the emergency can't get to me, but I'm going to call the paramedics, blah 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 blah. I was in pain, people of God. like severe pain. Trust me, I never like to, I don't like stressing people, and I have a very high tolerance for pain. So something that happened to me, for me to call the paramedics, know that it was very intense. So I was just in the restaurant, like I was in, so in the restaurant, in the restroom, in so much pain. I didn't know what to do. I was just rolling, like it was it was a night. I then decided to call book an Uber back to the house, because the paramedics were coming and I didn't want to go to the hospital. So I booked an Uber to my house, called my workplace that I could not make it, explained to them why I could not, and thankfully they understood. So as I went home, I lay down on my bed. After a few minutes, the pain stopped, and after a couple of while, the paramedics came, they did their checkup and everything. They were like, everything seems normal, like nothing. And they asked me questions, and that was it, and they left. And the next day, okay, I rested. Like before they even came, the paramedics came, I was already feeling so much relief. There was no pain again. So when they came, they were like, everything was normal. Yeah, I should go to my GP the next day, because all things were happening the night. Next morning to ask for, so that they can know what actually happened, which I never went back. So the next morning came, and I got an urgent shift to go to a place of work. When I went there, he liked me and all that, and they called me. The next day was a Friday. He liked me. He called me. In fact, they kept calling me, and now they want to offer me a job in their place. So as soon as the lady said that, my mind just took me back to the book of Numbers. I've read this story far, far before this thing happened. The Holy Spirit, I want to believe it's the Holy Spirit, that reminded me of the scripture, Numbers. What if it was God opposing my path? Because something could have happened. Like all this while, I've never thought of these things like that. I was just thinking maybe something. I did not even think of it that way. Let me just put it like that. Until that job offer, and I was like, what if it was God just trying to oppose my path and redirect my step because of something like this? What if it was God? What if? And honestly, it's not what if. It was actually, I am very convinced that it was actually God at work with that stomach pain, because he knows that there was nothing that would literally stop me from not going to work. And I actually have a very high tolerance for pain, so there was nothing that would stop me. But the pain was just too much. I was even crying for me to cry. Nah, it was bad. So I'm going to leave you with this. What if that door, that resistance you are facing, is actually God trying to redirect you? What if that job that has been declined, you have been rejected, is God saying, no, this is not the path I want from you? What if that rejection offer, it's not even village people, it was actually God, a national? Sometimes I feel like we give the enemy too much credit for things. Like, he doesn't have that much power. So please. So what if it was God just saying, my child, rest in my will, rest in my directions? I will leave you with those questions. Ask yourself and let the Spirit guide you. Thank you for sticking around to the end of today's episode. The first episode, actually, of Lessons from the Scripture with Fortune. Tell me what you've learned, because I would love to know, and I would love to have discussions with you after here in the comments, or share it with your friends if it has encouraged you, or share with someone who you think would benefit from this. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.